Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Lamed Vav. We are on page 300. Reish Lamed Vav is Birchos Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the Brachos of Kriya Shema at Maariv. Says the Mechaberins of Aleph, Be'erev Mevarech Shtayim Lifnei Kriya Shema Ushtayim La'achareha. At Maariv, as we know, we say two brachos before Kriya Shema, and we say two brachos after Kriya Shema. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, V'aminog Lomar V'hurachum Kodem Tfilas Arvis. The minog is to say V'hurachum before Maariv. That is from the tour in Siman Reish Lamed Zayin, Ayin Shom Hatam. So if you look at note number two, he brings down a couple of reasons from the tour. Shekevan she'ein korban tomid ba'layla she'echapir. We know that shachar and mincha is connected to tomid shel shachar, tomid shel ben harbayim, but Maariv we have no tomid. Lochein tiknu lehispal al kapara. Therefore, they established that we should daven for kapara and Maariv as well. So we say v'hurachum yechapir avum. Otam lefi shenogu lulkos ba'arves al achatoyim shechatu bayom. They used to give malchus for those sins that were done during the day. That is a tefillah that the sins should be atoned for through the malchus. So they used to say, as they gave the malchus, they gave three sets, they say it three times, 39 malchus, 39 words, and therefore for all those reasons, the minog is to say v'hurachum at night. And the note ends off and says, b'shabbos ein lukin. On Shabbos, we don't give malchus, so the Torah writes, shenogu shalala omro, therefore the minog is that we don't say v'hurachum on Shabbos. Continues the Mishabura v'day, you should know. D'mashem mevur la'el b'simen nundala b'mishaburis of katan yudgimel, that which we learned way back when. V'shem di'achronim, the achar baruchu dino ke'emtza perek. Once you say baruchu, that's already considered be'emtza perek. The ikar baruchu sh'om rashat, the ikar baruchu that the chazan is saying, hakavana, the intention is abrocho shemevarech ha'olam acharkach. It is on the birchos kriyashma that everyone is saying afterwards. V'kevan sha'onu ha'olam baruchu, once the tzibur answered baruchu, havikiilu hischilu habrocha. It's as if they already started the brocha of birchos kriyashma. So it's poshut. The ein lechalik ben shachris la'aris. That was talking about baruch in the morning. Once you answer baruch, you're in the middle of birchas kriyashma before you say baruch ato Hashem. Here also by Maariv there is no chiluk. Ulufiza according to this, tzarech lizar ma'od. One must be very careful. Shelo lesapir achar baruchu da'arvis. Once you answer baruch at Maariv, there is no more talking. Afilu kodem shehisu levarach abracha rishona. Even before you start saying the first bracha, no talking. After you answer baruchu, imdaito lehispalal oz Maariv. If your plan is to daven Maariv, you answer baruchu, there is no more talking. If you plan on davening Maariv, imatzibur. Ubavanoseinu harabim harbi anoshim dechshalom azeh. In our great averes, we see many people stumbling over this. They answer baruchu, they start talking before they say their bracha. That is not allowed. In note number 8, he does point out as well that if once you answer baruchu by Maariv and you plan on davening there, if you go to the restroom and you want to say asher yotzer, you cannot say asher yotzer at that point. Mishana lebaruchu barvis. V'daito hoiso levarich acharkach asher yotzer. Rav Yashiv says she'oser lo levarich asher yotzer kevin sheyochol omer achar tefila. Since you can say asher yotzer at the davening, you should not say asher yotzer after answering baruchu by Maariv. One more important note we'll look at is note number 3. We say v'lochenim lo omer v'hurachum. Based on this idea that once you answer baruchu, you're already in the middle of birchas kriyas shema. There is no talking. So if you did not say v'hurachum before baruchu, ukvar onel lebaruchu, and then you answer baruchu, la'leket akemach right shelo yomar v'hurachum. You no longer say v'hurachum. Kevan shenel she'omer kvar be'emtza perek. You're already in the middle of birchas kriyas shema. You can no longer say v'hurachum. If you chap it before baruchu, great. If not, you leave it. Says the Mishaburah Vaidus of Katan Beis. We said Kriya Shema at night has two brachos before, two brachos after. Is the bracha before Asher Bidvaro and Avas Olam. The Eino Posachas B'Baruch, the second bracha of Avas Olam does not start with the Baruch. The Havya Smucha L'Rishona, it's the bracha Smucha L'Chavrita. The first bracha ends, starts the Baruch, ends with the Baruch. So the second bracha starts with Avas Olam, it ends with the Baruch. V'yesh L'Havsik Bein B'Rakia Kirtzono Levein Bore Yom V'Layla. One should pause between the words B'Rakia Kirtzono, before he says the words Boriyom Valaylo, the Kirtzono Koy Adlael. The word Kirtzono is going back on what was before. Uminok Svarat Shalolomar Hashem Tzvakos Vachuli Kel Chai. The minog of the Svardim is they abbreviate the bracha at the end. They don't say the last few words that we say. Elo misaimen tekef acharei mavdil ben yom v'chuli baruch ato Hashem. They right away go from mavdil ben yom into the bracha. Ki heichid lahavim ena chasima samal chasima. They want to have close to the chasima of the bracha a similar topic to the chasima, and therefore once they say mavdil ben yom v'laila, they go right into the bracha of baruch ato Hashem. V'chein nochon, and that is proper. However, the tour answers up our minog. The havigam kein meina chasima, our ending before the baruch is also similar to the chasima in the bracha. Sha'onu mispalin sheimlo Hashem. We are praying that Hashem should be the king. V'yiskayim v'hoya le'es erev ye'or. And we are davening that there should be a kiyum of, it should be at the time of the evening, there should be light, lanu, for us. V'choshech l'sonei Hashem, darkness for those who hate Hashem. U'mashanu omrim Hashem tzivakos kasugam kein achron, that which we add on the extra words that Nusach Svard, that Svard does not have. We say Hashem tzivakos, the achronim writer as well, mishum d'ksiv, ose eifa v'shachar, Hashem makes the choshech and the morning, Hashem tzivakos shmo. So it talks about Hashem tzivakos by darkness and light, and therefore we say Hashem tzivakos. Sivkot and Gimel. U'shtayim la'achareh, after Kriya Shema Marav, we have two brachos. Rishona emes v'emuna, the first bracha after Kriya Shema Marav is emes v'emuna. Ve'eino posachas b'baruch, and once again, this bracha does not start with the baruch. That is considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta to the bracha before Kriya Shema. The Kriya Shema lo havi hefsek. Kriya Shema is not considered a hefsek, and it can still rely on the baruch from before Kriya Shema. V'chosem, that bracha ends bracha to Hashem, go'al Yisrael, v'lo go'al Yisrael k'mo batrila. It's go'al Yisrael past tense, that Hashem was go'al Klal Yisrael in the past, and not go'al Yisrael, not that He's going to redeem Klal Yisrael in the future, like we say during the Shemoneh Esrei. The reason is mishum diniskana al hagu'ula sha'avra, because this bracha miruches Kriya Shema is on the gu'ula that passed, it's on gu'ulas Mitzrayim, and therefore it has to be in past tense of Goal Yisrael. Uve ma'aravis shel yom tov. This is a special tefillah. Most of us don't say it, but in the tefillah of ma'aravis on yom tov apizmon, nohagim l'sayim melech tzur Yisrael v'goalo. There the minhag is to end off and say Tzur Yisrael v'goalo u'mefakfikin harbe bazeh. Many take issue with that because goalo sounds like it's future. V'harbe me'achronim yashim ha'minug. Many achronim answer the minhag and they say goalo also could be mashma past tense. V'afal pikein yoser tov l'sayim goal Yisrael k'mo b'shayim osashana. But really l'maisa it is better to say goal Yisrael like we always do in Ma'ariv. K'mo shekasadnu l'el b'simin samachvav v'mishaburu sekotan la'megimu. That is the first bracha. Ubracha shnia is hashkivenu. The second bracha after Kriya Shema and Marav is the bracha of hashkivenu. V'choseim shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad. Mipnei shalaylo tzrichin shimur min amazikin. It's about shmira because the night needs shmira from the mazikin. The afagav the kaimulon the tzarach lismo geula tefila ba'arvis. Even though really by Marav, just like by Shachris, we have to have smichas geula tefila, so we should go right from Gal Yisrael into Shmona Esrei, like we'll see in Sebeis. Mikom okom hashkiveinu lo havei hesek. This added bracha of hashkiveinu is not considered a hesek. Deke geula arich d'damya. The Gemara says it's considered like one long geula. The kasut hamid Rebbeinu Yonatan, and Rebbeinu Yonah brings down the reason why it's considered geula arichta. Very interesting point. The kishaover Hashem lingof es Mitzrayim. When Hashem went around to do makas b'choros, hoyu Yisrael mefachadim, Klal Yisrael was afraid. Umispalim laHashem yisbaruch sheyakayim dvaro, and they davened to Hashem that He should keep His word. Shelo yitein hamashkes lovo el bateyem lingof. That Hashem should not allow the destroyer in to cause any damage to the Yidden. Ukineger osa tefila tiknu lomar hashkiveinu, corresponding to that tefila that Klal Yisrael said in Mitzrayim b'makas b'choros. That's why Chazal established the tefila of hashkiveinu. Hilkach me'in gulahi, so no wonder it's considered a gula richter. It's mamish part of the gula from Mitzrayim. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abiz. Ein l'saper ben gula de arvis tefila. One cannot speak. Ben Geula Latfila of Mariv. Obviously, we said Ashkivenu is considered Geula Arichta, but no speaking afterwards. We'll discuss the added tefillas that we have in the Mishabura and in the Mechaber in a moment. But in general, the rule is no speaking between Geula of Mariv and the Shmoneh Esrei. V'afanohagim lomar yudches bracha, yudches psukim v'yiru einenu. Even those who are noeg to add on those 18 psukim with yiru einenu afterwards, ein lahafsik ben yiru einenu letfila. They also can't be masik after yiru einenu before saying the Shemoneh Esrei. Umiyo, however, Masha Machrish Shliatzibur Rosh Chodesh, that which the Shliatzibur announces Rosh Chodesh, or in our places they give a clap and say Yalav Yavo, Bein Kadosh Letfilas Arvis, Lo Havi Hefsik. By Mariv announcing to say Yalav Yavo is not a Hefsik, Kevon Shu Tzarech HaTfila, since it is a need of the Tfila, we'll see, we don't do it at Shachris, but we do do it at Mariv. V'chein yochol lomar baruchu lahutzi misha lo shoma v'lo avi hefsik. And so too, one is allowed to say baruchu to be motzi others, and it's not considered a hefsik. The Ramo says, v'ayin le'el simin samuch tes. Then the Ramo says, ro'isi medatikim nohogu la'amod kishomrim ha'yudches psukim shal baruch Hashem li'olam. I have seen those who are medatik, that when they say these 18 psukim of Baruch Hashem Olam, they say it while standing. Uminag yofahu, it's a very nice minog. Ki niskenu b'mekom tefilas yirches, as we'll see, it was established in the place of the Shemoneh Esrei at a certain point, so it's like a tefila. V'al kein roi lamod b'hen kemo b'tefila, therefore it is appropriate to be standing during that tefila like we do for Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalud, there is no speaking bein geula de arvus atfila shegam ba arvus mitzvah lismach geula atfila. By Marav, we have a concept as well of being masmach geula atfila. Sivkoten hey, the af lahanohagim lomar. Even those who say the yudches psukim and yiru enenu, they should not be mafsik afterwards before starting Shemoneh Esrei. Ubetur misayim bazeh. The tour ends off and writes as follows. Umashin ohagin lahasik b'psukim, that which we're knowing to make a separation with psukim and the yiru einenu v'kaddish. The reason is lefisha b'yomim harishonim, in the earlier days, hayu bate kinesio shalahem basados, their shuls were out in the fields. V'hayu yureim lehisacher shom ad zman tfilas arvis, when they were there for mincha, they were afraid to stick around until the proper zman of mariv. And therefore, v'tiknu lomar psukim elu sheish b'em yudches haskaros. Therefore, they establish to say these psukim that have 18 names of Hashem keneged yudches brachos sheish b'tfilas arvis, corresponding to the Shemoneh Esrei of Mariv. So, in place of Mariv, they would say these 18 haskaros that are found in these psukim. V'niftorim b'kaddish, and then they would take leave of the Beis HaKnesses after saying kaddish. So, they didn't daven Shemoneh Esrei. They just said these psukim in place of Shemoneh Esrei. They would daven alone at home. The ato and now, shechozru lehispalel arvis v'batei knesios. Now that we obviously have gone back to davening mariv in the shul, lo nisbatel minog harishon, we have not canceled out the original minog, and we still say these psukim with the 18 askaros. Umikomokom ein lahasik b'dvarim acherim. So even though we still say that because it was an earlier takana, we stuck with it, but you're not allowed to speak afterwards. V'yesh min agedolim shenogu shelo la'omram. There are gedolim that are knowing not to say these psukim ad kan l'shono. That is the end of the lashon of the tour. Ubazen novin divrei mechaber, and based on that, we can understand what the mechaber is discussing over here. Sivkatan vav ein lahafsek. So after you say these psukim and yiru einenu, one should not be masik between yiru einenu and the Shemoneh Esrei. The osan psukim lo mikri hafsek. Like we just mentioned, those psukim are not considered hafsek. Kevan desakinu lo omram havile kigula richta. Since they were a takana that they should be said, it's considered a geula richta. So there's a very long geula mara from Gal Yisrael through Ashkivenu, through all those psukim and yureinenu, is all considered geula richta. And not speaking afterwards is a kiyam of being masmech geula tefila by mariv. Sivkot and Zayin, the mechaber said, but to announce Rosh Chodesh or Yalav Yavo afterwards would be okay, because that is a tzarech atfila. V'lav dafka likro lahachrish shu Rosh Chodesh is not specifically announcing that it's Rosh Chodesh or Yalav Yavo, shu daraisa, where Rosh Chodesh is daraisa. O lahachrish talamater, and it's not only to give an announcement after Yiru Einenu to say talamater. Shem Yitu Tzarech Lachzor, where Saint Talamater is very serious. If you forget it or make a mistake, you must go back. Elafilu lahachris alanisim shapir dami. But even to give a clap and to announce to remember to say alanisim is also permissible. The afal gav shem yitu gamkin ain't tzarech lachzor. Even though if you forget alanisim on Chanukah and Purim, you do not have to go back. You still are allowed to announce it. The mikom makom utzarech tefila. So whatever it is, it's tzarech atfilo, whatever announcement it is, even if it's something that's the rabbanon, something you wouldn't go back for, you still are allowed to announce it by Mar before Shemoneh Esrei. V'dafka b'makom ze yochol lahasik, but dafka in this place, one is allowed after the Kaddish, before Shemoneh Esrei, to make the announcement. But when one is in the middle of Birchas Kriyas Shema, Bein Aprokim, Osir Lo Lahachir Shum Dover, there are no announcements. It's only after Kaddish, before the Shemoneh Esrei begins. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Ozdal, he writes, V'davka Ba'arvis. This is also specifically Amariv, Desmichas Geula Tfila Shelo Lo Chomer Kuli Hai. And that's only by Mariv, with the Smichas Geula Tfila, although it is needed, it is not so strict, mishum de tfilas arvis rishus, because after all, Mariv, as we know, is only rishus. We'll discuss more about that tomorrow. Aval ben geula tfilah de shachris. However, after Gal Yisrael, before starting Shemoneh Esrei, by shachris, chamira tfei va'aser. There, the smichas geula tfilah is much more serious, it's much more chamer, and therefore you would never be allowed to make any announcements by shachris after Gal Yisrael, before starting Shemoneh Esrei. Sivkoton Ches, the other thing you're allowed to do after Kaddish is to say Baruch Hu for those who need it, the Gam Zehu Tzara Tfila, that is also a need of the Tfila. Sivkoton Tes, the Ramah said, Ayin La'el Simin Samal Tes, what's the Lomar means to say? Disham Bahagam Mavur, there the Ramah explains, Te Dafka Ba'arvis Mikhilina, like we just saw in the Shaar Tzion, Dafka Ba'arv, we are lenient, Laze Avalo B'Shachris, we're lenient for this by Marv, but not by Shachris. Sivkotan Yud, the Ramah said the minog is to stand for the Yud Ches Psukim of Baruch Hashem Le'olam. Ve'harbe Achronim Kosvu Di Yoser Tov Shelolamud. There are many Achronim that write that it's actually better not to stand. Kedei Laharo She'ein Rotze Lotzeis Bozei Dechovas Fila Shemoneh Esrei. By standing, it makes it seem like a Shemoneh Esrei. So, Badafka, they say don't stand. So it doesn't give the appearance that you're trying to be Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei. Akishis, Bali Matzibur, but if you daven Shemoneh Esrei already with a Tzibur, and then there's no more chash to think that you're davening now because you davened already, V'korei Achar Kach Kriyas Shema B'Rechaseh, now you're being Mashlim. After Shemoneh Esrei, the Kriyas Shema and the Brachos, Oz Yuchal Lomar Baruch Hashem V'chuli Mu'umud. Then you can say these psukim while you are standing. The ayin mashe nichtov lekamei. Look, we're going to write further. Kosav magen Avram b'shem Rashal. Shiyesh lomar hoshienu elokei yishenu. You should say the pasuk of hoshienu elokei yishenu. Vu pasuk b'divrei hayomim. That is the pasuk in divrei hayomim. Velo yamar hoshienu Hashem elokei yishenu. Don't say that pasuk of hoshienu Hashem. Deimkein hu mosef al yudches askaros. Because then you'll be adding on to the 18 names of Hashem. That would be number 19. I want to end with one Shaar Tzion over here, and that is O Zion. Although many Achronim say that it's better not to be standing for the 18 Askaros in those Psukim and Yurinenu, because it might look like you're using that as your Tefillah, the Shaar Tzion writes in O Zion, V'alko Ponim Lo Yamodu Ponav El Akir. At the very least, if you're going to say it standing, at least don't stand facing the wall. The Oz Nirikim Mechavein Lo Seis Bezet Tefillas Yudches. We learned earlier that L'chathila one should be facing the wall when he davens. So if you're in an actual, not only standing position, but also facing the wall, then it really might look like you are trying to be Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei. With that, we'll stop here and continue with Sif Gimel Emirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.